We are joined right now by a forward for the San Antonio Spurs, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup gold medalist, two-time All-NBA selection, four-time All-Star. He had 22 points, 6 boards, and 6 assists per game this season. He is the pride of Compton. He is DeMar DeRozan. DeMar, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing?
Good, good, man. Listen, it's been a really unusual NBA season and now an unusual offseason, so let me start right there. How are you doing, and what has the time been like for you?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm trying to manage it as best as possible. You know, it's kind of tricky times going on, so you kind of got to figure out a way to put yourself on some type of schedule to feel like you're being productive throughout the day, especially no basketball, not your normal schedule. Usually we'd be 2 games into a regular season right now. So, you know, just trying to figure it out, stay positive, keep moving as best as I can.
DeMar DeRozan joining us. I see you working. Now, what was it like to play in the bubble, and what was it like to play without fans?
It was different. It was much different. It was a challenge. It was something extremely new to where, you know, it was whatever you made it to be, meaning you had your days where it was rough, it was tough. You could find so many excuses to, you know, be down on it, but for the most part, it was good just to be able to play basketball. I think for the most part, that was the most important part, just to be out there to focus in and have nothing but basketball. But it was tough being away from family, friends, and even not playing in front of your fans. You know, that was tough. You know, you start to realize how much you appreciate and miss the fans when you was in a bubble, and I think that was the toughest part of it all.
DeMar DeRozan of the San Antonio Spurs joining us once again in the jungle. You know, one of the things that your teammates talked about in the bubble was how much they learned from you and what it means to them to have a superstar teammate who trusts them. Like, there are plenty of guys with your skills who might just say, hey, get out of my way, let me get my shots, but that's never been your way. Why is that, and then how do you approach being a leader?
I think it's just me being a student of the game, me having an appreciation for the game and never looked at it as being a selfish teammate. You know, I always wanted to see all my teammates, that everybody I ever played with, I either learn from them, teach them, and give them something that I've learned throughout my time in the years, my years in the league. And being able to do that and having young guys that ask questions, wanting to know more, was so curious. It made me feel, you know, special to be able to give that back to my teammates, because I remember what it was like my rookie year being around so many veterans, the small things that they told me, and I just used to sit there and soak it all up. So me being a lead over a decade, being able to tell these kids and give them any type of advice was definitely an honor for me, you know, and I wanted to give them the best that I could so I could see the best out of them when we stepped out there on the court.
We're talking to DeMar DeRozan. You know, in the finals, there was so much talk, DeMar, about the Miami Heat culture. You've talked about how the key to building culture is to have high-character guys that have great work ethics. I mean, it seems like a pretty basic thing, right? But is that kind of rare in the league? For instance, are there more teams that don't have that type of culture than ones that have it, or multiple teams that don't have it?
It's definitely few. You know, you can see over the years, over the culture of you know, the teams that have the winning culture that comes from championship pedigree, that kind of have a mantra that other teams try to follow. You know, over the years, you see teams try to follow how the Spurs operate, you know, and it leaves players and teams wondering, like, how do they do it? Let's mold and follow a blueprint that they have, and that's to get these type of guys that work hard and character guys. And when you have that come together, the chemistry and camaraderie come together, it shows. And I think in today's NBA, you're starting to see that more. You're starting to see teams lean towards that, and players, even young guys, starting to understand that coming into the league, that you got to have that. It's not just a one-man team. It's not just one person who could go out there and win you a game or win you a playoff game. It takes a collective whole from top to bottom to be a championship team.
We were talking to DeMar DeRozan. You know, when you talk about championship pedigree, you and J.J. Redick were talking on his podcast about how tough it is to beat LeBron in the postseason. Like, I mean, he is LeBron, but what is it about him that makes him so tough, especially in the postseason?
Man, he controls the game. He controls the narrative, you know, every step of the way when it comes to the game of basketball. You know, he puts his imprint. He dictates his imprint when he step out there, and his IQ to the game is incredible. You know, he understands how to move the chess pieces when he out there on the court. You know, you can't make him do something he don't want to do. He going to dictate and understand what needs to be done at every second of a basketball game. You know, and he plays the right way. You know, and it's tough to beat someone of his talent, of his IQ level, his experience, and you know, the way he dominates the game in so many forms and fashions that he do it in. You know, it's tough to be able to beat that four times in a playoff series.
DeMar DeRozan, my guest. Let me take you off the floor for a minute. Yesterday, you were part of the ESPNW Women and Sports Summit, and you were talking about mental health. What was that conversation like, and how much does it mean to you to be a part of these conversations?
Man, it was everything, you know. Especially for me, I have two daughters that I try to instill, you know, high character morals, respect, confidence within them to be able to carry themselves as they grow up. So for me to be in a position to be able to speak on things that's necessarily spoke on as much as it should be, and especially you do it amongst women, it's all about empowering, you know, for me. Being a proud father, grilled dad, as they would say, you know, I'm always trying to find angles to kind of push that narrative to be in a positive light and understanding that, you know, we all come together and everybody speak their truth and be there for one another. You know, we could definitely build and create something that's a positive way of helping each other, you know, to get out of a lot of these dark times and a lot of these dark places that we could end up in. You know, because we are afraid to be vulnerable or speak on certain topics that we're going through. So to be a part of that, it was definitely amazing.
Spurs forward, DeMar DeRozan joining us. You know, along those lines, earlier this month on World Mental Health Day, the Spurs tweeted out a really powerful quote from you. Quote, "It took me to be 27 years old when I shared my story to accept being okay with being vulnerable. It gave me a sense of confidence and empowerment that I never thought that would be there," end of quote. Did you know at that time that you shared that story, the kind of impact it would have not only on the world but on yourself?
No, I didn't. You know, I think, you know, I'd be lying if I told you I did. You know, I kind of did it for a selfish reason. But when I seen the outcome of it, you know, the response of it, you know, it was something that I could never imagine. You know, and I'm glad that I did. You know, and what carried from that was putting me in a position to be able to inspire, share my story, and help out somebody, whether if it was one person, 10 people, 1,000, however many it was, you know, put me in a position that I could have never guessed, you know. But it just goes to show you, when you share something, it can hit hard and be impactful and inspiring for somebody next to you to want to be better and want to help the next person. So, you know, I'm glad I did it. You know, I'm glad that I'm continuing to do it, and, you know, I hope someone else feels the same way.
DeMar, I want to be very clear about this, because you certainly wouldn't say this about yourself, and you're not here to hype yourself or your work, but the fact is, I think you completely changed the conversation about mental health for athletes, and I would even say it's no exaggeration to say that you changed the conversation in our society about mental health. I believe this. If somebody's listening right now who has dealt with some mental health issues but hasn't yet reached out for help, what would you tell that person?
I mean, it's simply that it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, and it's the best thing to do, honestly, because you never realize the weight that you could get off your shoulders, off your heart, off your spirits, and until you sit down and, you know, confine and have a conversation with someone who feels you, who can understand you, who gets you, because you're not the only one that's going through it. You know, trust and believe, you're not the only one going through it. You know, each person have a story to their life that's inspirational, that's definitely helpful for the next person to be able to build up and have strength to keep going. So for me, is simply that it's okay. You know, and once you realize that it's okay, you know, it'll open up so many other doors that you will realize that you was blocking with not thinking you was okay.
Talking to DeMar DeRozan for a few more moments. I got to pick my spots because I could talk to you for hours, but you've made no secret of the fact also that Kobe Bryant had an enormous impact on your life. You and I could talk about him for an hour onto itself, but when you think about Kobe, what are the things that come to mind first?
Oh, man, hard work. And I mean that in every form of the meaning, hard work as a man, as an individual, as a leader, as a competitor, as a creator. You know, everything about Kobe symbolizes hard work, you know, and giving your all and being passionate about it. You know, and every time I think of Kobe, see his name, see an interview from him, highlight, whatever, you know, I always think about hard work and never giving up on yourself.
Listen, I don't want to lose track of this fact either. Back in February, your jersey was retired at USC. What did that moment mean to you?
Man, it was incredible, man. Just being honored, you know, by my school that I went to, some of the greatest moments of my life, just being able to attend college, being home to attend college, and to see my jersey go up in them stands in front of fans and family. It was amazing, you know, even to this day when I see things that remind me of that day, I still can't believe it. You know, to be honored with such a commemorable honor of getting your jersey retired. You know, it was amazing.
DeMar DeRozan, my guest. You and I covered a lot of ground. Before I let you go, I know you're also looking ahead. You've got a player option for next season. So how are you going about approaching that process?
Just taking it day by day. You know, I'm not overthinking it, not putting too much stress on it. You know, letting everything just fall into place. Understanding, like, it's all going to work out at the end of the day. You know, manifesting nothing but positive thoughts and positive outcomes when it comes to this. And, you know, it'll work its way out.
I love that. He's an Olympic gold medalist, a World Cup gold medalist, a two-time All-NBA selection. He is a four-time All-Star. He is DeMar DeRozan. DeMar, I appreciate you. I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate you. I'm so glad you and I could get caught up because it had been a minute or so. It's great to have you back on the show.
Man, appreciate you, Jim.
Appreciate you very much, DeMar. Much respect. Much respect and admiration to you. DeMar DeRozan.